This is Space Kate. I'm on one of the press buses and we are just on our way back from the launch pad where Atlantis is standing proudly, waiting for a hopeful launch tomorrow morning. And just sat in front of me, two familiar faces. Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, hi, I'm Jeffrey Ross, a commercial photographer from Chicago.
And?
Rhonda Barzak, I live in Cocoa, Florida, photographer.
And you've been doing something quite special with these last few shuttle launches, haven't you?
Yeah, we're working on a project called the Last Shuttle Project, and we've been documenting the end of the shuttle program for over a year now, and getting a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff and 3D and a lot of 360 VR type of images that you can look at on the computer and go inside and move it all around. And we've done that in the VAB and inside the cockpit of the Discovery. Rhonda just got some really, really great shots of that. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been an eye-opening experience, and it's been something that I've been personally really happy about. I grew up down here and remember seeing the first shuttle launch, and it's great to be here for the last shuttle launch.
So you managed to get into the cockpit of Discovery, which is my baby. What was that like?
Small. It was quite small. It was amazing. It was pretty intense. You had to work quickly, but everything came out fine. They actually turned on the panel, all the panels for us. So I was quite delighted that they turned on all the lights for us. It was amazing. It was simply amazing.
And, I mean, you must have seen some things that, well, very few other people would get to see. Can you describe any of those for us? Or do we just have to wait and see your pictures?
No. A number of times we were in the orbital processing facility while they were working on the Atlantis and the Endeavour, and getting to see, you know, both of the vehicles sitting there without their wheels on and without the engines in and working on the tiles, to see it when it was in that state, and then now to see it sitting on the launch pad, it's really interesting. I mean, I remember the Atlantis with no wheels and with stuff off of it, and it looked like, you know, it just was never going to get ready to go. And now it's all set and ready, and it's exciting to see it from that point to where it is now.
And what are you going to do with all these fabulous images that you've been collecting?
A lot of what we are doing is going to be going to the Smithsonian and to the San Diego Air and Space Museum. And then in addition to that, we're just going to turn it into a bunch of things that people can access, you know, on their own. We'll have a bunch of programs and apps and all sorts of things, even down to like calendars, posters, whatever. I mean, we have some really incredible images that nobody else has. So, you know, we'd love to share that with everybody.
And you've been out here for a few of the launches now, and you've been out with amongst the press. What's the atmosphere been like amongst the journalists? Are they kind of excited about this, or are they sad? Is there a sadness? Or
yeah, I think it's a mixture of both. I mean, for some people, they're brand new to this. They just jumped on board because it's the last of something, and either their TV crew or somebody sent them down here. For a lot of these guys, they've been here for almost every shuttle launch, and I don't know if they know what they're going to do now. I mean, it's going to be a lifestyle change. It's sort of it's something that just happened. You just assumed it was always going to be there, and
it's almost like a family member. If you've been working with it for 30 years, what will you do? I guess people are going to mourn the loss when it finally hits them.
Yeah, I think it will. I think a lot of the press will have a reaction similar to what the employees are going to have. It's going to be a real change. It's going to be a real loss of something that they are used to and familiar with and become personally, you know, involved in because of their proximity to it and seeing it in the ways that we see it, that the general public doesn't get to see it.
And how do you personally feel about the final launch?
I'm a little mixed as well. Like I said, I remember being a kid and standing on the beach watching the first shuttle launch, and my dad worked out here, everybody's parents worked out here, and it was a culture. It's something that's just always been a part of this area, and growing up you just assume there was always shuttles going up and, you know, playing on the playground in school and watching the shuttle go off. I mean, it's just a part of my life and it's a part of what I grew up with, so I'll miss it. I really, really will.